From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is relaxing a ban on offshore drilling for oil and natural gas exploration. It's a controversial move. Mr. Obama says it's one item among several others that are part of a larger administration strategy to develop more energy sources for Americans.
Already, we've made the largest investment in clean energy in our nation's history. It's an investment that's expected to create or save more than 700,000 jobs across America. Jobs manufacturing advanced batteries for more efficient vehicles, upgrading the power grid so that it's smarter and it's stronger, doubling our nation's capacity to generate renewable electricity from sources like the wind and the sun.
Some areas that may be affected include Virginia, the Gulf of Mexico, and parts of Alaska. A senior Army general won't be punished for speaking out against Mr. Obama's efforts to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the 1993 law prohibiting gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Lieutenant General Benjamin Mixon wrote a letter to a newspaper this month saying he didn't believe service members support repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He urged soldiers to write elected officials to, quote, stop this ill-advised repeal. Mixon was sharply criticized last week by the nation's top military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, who said Mixon's letter was inappropriate, given the intent of the president to do away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Today, Army Secretary John McHugh told reporters Mixon would not be fired or reprimanded for his letter, in that he considers the matter closed. McHugh said Mixon was told by Army leaders what he did was inappropriate. Mixon is based in Hawaii and commands all U.S. Army soldiers in the Pacific area. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Northeast communities are coping with flooding and bracing for more after heavy rain pummeled the region for the second time this month. In Rhode Island, Governor Don Carcieri shut down state offices and urged residents to stay home. From member station WRNI in Providence, Anthony Brooks reports.
The skies are brightening today, but the effects of 2 days of heavy rain are still being felt as rivers and creeks continue to rise and overflow. Near Providence this morning, rush hour traffic was gridlocked because a quarter-mile section of Interstate 95 was shut down due to flooding. Rhode Island residents are pumping out their basements. Schools across the state are closed. And Governor Don Carcieri gave the state's non-essential employees the day off. He says this state could be facing the worst flooding in more than a century.
Order of magnitude, this is something that most all of us has not seen. And so we've got to act accordingly.
The forecast calls for good weather for the coming days, but officials in Rhode Island and across the Northeast expect the flooding to worsen as rivers and streams crest later today and tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks in Providence.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 18 points at 10,889. You're listening to NPR News. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says at least 13 people died in new bombings today in a southern province. One bomb went off in a garbage can in Dagestan province near the border with Chechnya. When police arrived at the scene, a suicide bomber disguised as one of them set off a second device. Prime Minister Putin says the attacks may be from the same people who killed at least 39 people in two suicide bombings on the Moscow subway on Monday. A study in the Public Library of Science Journal finds obese men are vulnerable to more serious upper body injuries than men of normal weight. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports standard car crash tests may not indicate the dangers.
A crash test dummy with normal weight is typically used to come up with the safest design for the interiors of most cars, trucks, and vans. But two-thirds of drivers in the U.S. are obese. So researchers at the Medical College of Wisconsin developed a dummy with torsos made of fat-like tissue. Computer crash simulations confirmed what researchers found in real-world traffic data. Women suffered more injuries, usually in the abdominal region, but obese male drivers had a higher risk of more serious injuries and injuries to the head, face, chest, and spine. Overweight people had a lower risk of injury. Further study is needed to examine the effect of vehicle design and the distribution of fat between the sexes and obese and normal weight people. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Emmy Award TV writer David Mills has died. Mills was cited for his work in the highly acclaimed TV series The Wire. He assisted on many others. He wrote for The Washington Post and also worked as a blogger. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.